Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And tomorrow would have been Joe's birthday. We'll have an excerpt of Arion on the air a little bit later in the show. And tonight is our Memorial Day show. They used to call it Decoration Day, and they changed it to Memorial Day. Well, no matter what you call it, the politicians are phony. And let me tell you why I believe that. Because they'll celebrate and they'll praise the military. You know, those who perished, those who became disabled, you know, but those who became disabled are left out. Oh, they'll claim they're not, of course, you know, they include all veterans. But let's look at the facts. If the politicians really believed that everybody's equal, it wouldn't be the way it is. Now, let me give you some examples. How about the people in wheelchairs? Let's take specifically the people who serve this country. Are in wheelchairs. Okay. I don't know. There's got to be thousands, maybe more, who now need a wheelchair because of the military service. Mm-hmm. How can the politicians be addressing those people when most places in this country, and I count every place, I don't give a damn about that business, somebody's private building or place. I don't give a damn about that because it's still a dwelling and people still go in.
Yeah, it's true.
Most places are not accessible to people in a wheelchair. And then, on top of that, they allow a set of stupid rules to pass in the Congress without enforcement, without money to provide accessibility. And then the politicians will get up there and claim, respect and praise all those who serve this country.
Sorry.
Well, they're not including those who need the wheelchair.
No, they're not.
Because if they were, they would make sure that every day, every place in this country is being converted to accessibility. And that doesn't mean you got to go and tear things down either. There's a lot of ways to do it without tearing things down. In fact, in many cases, you can build things up and make it accessible. So there you have a major piece of the puzzle that doesn't fit. Doesn't fit. Because when you hear the politicians talk about Veterans Day and the disabled and the memorial, they're not including the people in wheelchairs.
You want to hear something?
And all the others, of course, who are disabled. We'll give you examples of that, too.
Frank, I went to the ADA.
What must be remedied if they're going to salute people who serve this country? Everybody should have the same opportunity. And we don't. We don't have the same opportunity. We got to go fight in court, spend our lives trying to find a lawyer who will take the case and you know, and most people who need those lawyers don't have money to pay for a lawyer. You know, we have to go and do the job that the government didn't do and should be doing. It's not our job to make get a building accessible. That job was supposed to be done when the damn thing was built. But they left us out because the politicians don't celebrate the disabled veteran. That's the bottom line. They don't celebrate the disabled veteran. Just take the New York City subway system and all the stations that a person in a wheelchair can't even get into. And then when you get in, you can't get out of it. You've got to go to another station where you hope it's going to be accessible.
No, even when you're actually
Why didn't they ramp the whole damn system and leave it at that?
I guess you don't hear me.
They should have put ramps in the whole system. Why do you need steps? You don't need
steps.
I don't know.
That's right.
They've got several stations where it's all ramped.
I know that.
Why did
they
stop there?
Years ago.
I guarantee you there's something to do with the money.
Frank, can you hear me?
Something to do with the money. And where were the agencies? Why didn't they raise the money? Inner Sight on our Memorial Day show, and when we come back, we're going to tell you how the politicians don't salute those who need service dogs. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, and brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, that little bear, adopt an Akita, 609-388-7004. And we remember, of course, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, the head of the Akita Rescue. Great, great person. And we thank her for all her help. I especially thank her for my guide dog and the evaluation that she put through. And,
all right, bye. I'm calling back in.
All right, Big East Akita Rescue. My buddy in Islip, New York, Kennedy Realty. The, you want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information? Call Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. Very knowledgeable. And a licensed real estate broker. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them, take care of them. We remember some of those who passed, little Tommy, Avanti Oquindo, Corey Foster, who was a victim of brutality in a horrible school, and those who killed Corey got away free. So no justice there. All right. And Ollie Campbell, who had wonderful, wonderful care from his mom and dad, passed away recently. Had Ollie on the show, on the television show, a few years ago. What a beautiful, beautiful child, you know, and so much love in him. Never forget it. All right. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090 on this Thursday night, May 20th, getting closer to Memorial Day, and our program dedicated tonight to all those who are not being respected by the politicians. The disabled veteran. All right, let's see. You need dog food, cat food? Call my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island is the name of the organization. I want to thank Danny at the Long Island Connection. And coalition, that is, the Long Island Coalition. The Connection is another group run by Bobby, who did some camera work on my show. Thank him, and we'll be seeing if we can get him back. We start the new YouTube program. All right. Dog food, cat food, medical. Call Gary, 631-484-3085. And some of our friends who have helped us in the past, hope they'll come back and help us as we try to get this benefit together. We're looking at September. Spoke to the town today, my good friend Olga Murray, and she's with us, and we're hoping to have the benefit in September and honor a great, great lady, a former soap opera star, Pamela Raymond. Yeah, so some of our friends, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Islip Cleaners, people who have all helped Intersight, Touro Law Center, and many, many others. My buddy at the Sunset Restaurant, Sal, who contributed the food to the event we did, the service dog wedding. All right. Inner Sight around the world, and we'll try to get the Able News in, see if our co-host makes it on the air. Talking tonight about petitions. Do not salute all the veterans. All the veterans, you know.
Don't.
And one of the biggest areas where that's happening is service dog providers, the guide dog schools. They're all over the country. There's about maybe 14, 15 of them all over the country. Now, when someone is blind and disabled and they go to the school, they go on a waiting list, and they're denied the service dog. You know, it could be a guide dog, could be emotional support, it could be a service dog. There is no law to protect. Now, I'm thinking now mostly of the disabled person who became so serving this country, but it applies to all disabled. There's no law. There's no regulation. The agencies are not licensed to train a dog. So here you are on a waiting list. You've served this country. Now keep that in mind. That's very important. You've served this country, and they train you with the dog. Let's take the worst scenario. They train you with the dog for 3 weeks, and then a couple of jackasses get together, and, you know, they make a decision. Oh, we don't think this person is handling the dog right, or whatever they make up. So here now, this person's been on a waiting list for a year, at least, 9 months, a year. Go through the training, fall in love with the dog, bond with the dog, and now they don't get it. In the meantime, the agency has raised $50,000 to $100,000 to train the dog. All right, they don't give the person the dog, but they keep the money. And by the way, you don't need that kind of money to train a guide dog. Absolutely absurd. You can do it for a fraction of that. They keep the money. The person who served this country, keep that in mind, very important, is without the dog and has to be, in my mind, more emotionally damaged than when they started out. You know, people who serve this country have a lot of emotional problems as it is. So now there's no law, no justice. You can't go after the agency's license because they don't have one. Then the politicians will get up on Memorial Day and say, oh, we salute all those who served this country. How the hell do they salute the person who denied that dog?
They don't.
Without a law to protect them.
Right.
That person who served this country, and I don't give a damn if it's only one person.
That's right.
We know it's a lot more. How are they getting, you know, how are they stating that they salute the disabled person who served this country? And one of the things that came out of that service is the fact we have courts when having a dispute. The taxpayers' money pays for the court. All right? Now, how come the taxpayers' money doesn't pay for the court for that disabled person who served this country?
Yeah.
That is the horror of America. That is the terrorism of America. And I stand by that to my death.
Yeah, because it's killing
any
people.
Any politician who thinks they're saluting the people who serve this country are phonies, because they're not. As long as people are without rights and accessibility and enforcement, they're not saluting all the people who serve this country.
That's right.
When they stand up and give her this bullcrap story, they mean the people who went to the service were fortunate enough to come out alive and are not disabled. Those are the people they're saluting.
You're right.
They're not saluting the millions of people who became disabled in the service.
No,
if they were, they would make sure that those people are equal.
That's right.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
There you have a memorial concept that I submit has never been aired to the world on an international show. I never heard anyone talk about this.
No.
Memorial Day or any other day. And this situation should be remedied immediately. Immediately, tomorrow, with an act of Congress. And I can tell you how to do it, President, without spending more money. See, that's what makes it worse. There's a way of doing it, of giving people equality without spending more money. Is there hatred amongst the politicians toward the disabled? I admit that there is.
Yeah. They don't want to be like us. Period.
What?
I said they don't want to be like us and look like us and have the problems like us. So they put it out of mind, it's my opinion. And then they just, you know, I don't know if they
want to. Well, that's hatred.
Yeah, it is.
That, to me, is hatred. That's part of a hate crime.
I always said, and I don't know if it's true, but if they could legally kill us, they would do that. That's my opinion.
Well, a lot of them would, because it's true.
Yeah.
We know that.
You know, some
so
people
there
say,
you have, and
they wouldn't do that. Well, prove it.
What?
I
can't hear what you said.
Some people say to me, oh, they won't do that. No. I said, okay, prove it to me.
They can't say yes or no after I say, can you prove it to me? After this, this, and this happened. And they, then I tell them the bad things that
There's only one thing they can do is give us equality.
That's
right. Put the inner sight plan into practice.
If I didn't see or know the things that I know now, maybe I would be very ignorant. And I'd submit, oh, no, that you're right. It probably isn't true. That means I would be ignorant. But I'm telling you it is true because it happened to me. How could you say that it's not true? You know, that bothers me. But I've experienced it.
Of course they're going to say it's not true. Politicians lie all the time. Look at all the corruption you got. Look at all the...
I know.
The trials you're going to have and hearings.
But it's really bizarre. I'm not telling you to recognize that who I am is I am. I just want you to just put it in your heart and give me equality without even saying a word because I deserve it.
I don't give a damn about their heart. It's got nothing to do with the heart.
No,
it has to do with the right thing.
Yeah.
That has to be done.
I deserve equality.
Like everybody else has.
That's right.
That's all.
I deserve equality.
I don't care what their heart is. It's got nothing to do with it.
It helps. It helps. Yeah.
Anyway, inner sight. Do the Able News, then we'll come back. We're going to salute Joe. And his birthday would have been tomorrow. Joe Arion.
Oh, God, Frank. Listen, that, oh, God, I couldn't get all the song. Let's put it that way. I could try, not song, blurb that I have for him. I don't know what happened here.
Do the Able News.
Hold on. Okay, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. They have served the disabled community for the last 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including the calendar of events, columns written by various experts. They have a free subscription. All you have to do is go to ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Thanks. Back to you, Frank. Okay.
Yeah, and... don't forget to sign our petition. And by the way, they're up on the website now, innersight.info, on the petitions, the one on the service dog business and the one on the nursing homes. And now, what are you saying? We don't have the excerpt?
Yeah, I'm having trouble with the cutting it because that those software that I downloaded.
Well, that's why I wanted you to test it earlier.
I was, yeah. I just don't, and it was good. Then, for some reason, when I went to save it on the server, I couldn't, and I don't know why. So now I've got
it. So we don't have it.
I still have it. I can't play it from the server. It wasn't letting me do that. So I still have it, though. So if I get it to save, can we play it tomorrow? On his birthday.
So you don't have it. You don't have it tonight.
Yeah, I'm not able to let it play on the show because it's not safe. That's the issue.
All right,
I'm
tomorrow would
it.
Have been Joe's birthday. Let's see if we can
get it by then. Yeah,
rouse it up for tomorrow, and we'll play.
And please,
Arian's
my
voice. We'll play Arian's voice and. You know, celebrate his birthday. Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And this is the Memorial Day show. And, you know, it's really a disgrace. I wonder if you could Google how many disabled veterans are in nursing homes.
Okay.
I wonder if the state... will give us that information.
Yeah.
Disabled veterans, I want.
How many disabled veterans you got?
In nursing home. See what you can get with that.
Okay.
Now, if the politicians salute all who serve this country, then why do they allow, and this includes all, but we're specifically on the Memorial Day kick right now, why do they allow disabled people who serve this country to be in a nursing home and lose all their money, lose their apartment, to get on a program, a stupid program, to get out with no guarantee that they'll never go into a nursing home again?
Right. How many disabled veterans are, and then what was it?
Are in nursing homes.
Oh, no, okay. I just wanted to know which one. Okay.
That's the question.
Okay.
So if the politicians salute all who served this country, then why are they allowing people to be robbed of their money? They believe in these places, these nursing homes? Do they really believe in them? Are they going to go into them? If they really believe in these places and they think it's so wonderful, how many of them are signed up to go into a nursing home? Shit, it's not a one. The whole thing is phony. When you say and you talk of Memorial Day and you celebrate and you salute that flag and you say all, you better mean all. Because they don't. They don't. They're talking about the people who got through the war and the service and didn't become disabled. Those are the people they salute. They don't salute the rest. Look at the facts. How can you allow people to be victimized like this? Nursing home, no enforcement, no accessibility with the wheelchair. Service dogs, denial, no, and unlicensed schools. No right to go to court when you're denied the service dog. And even when you go to court with the American Disability Act, it's a bunch of crap because there's no enforcement. Politicians are lying to the public when they say they honor all those who served in the military because they don't cover all those. And they should. You heard it right here on Inner Sight. All right, 213-816-1650 if you want to dial in and give us your memorial story. We'd love to have it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. You
did you find anything on that?
Hold on, I'm looking. I have a couple of things that came back.
Well, see if you can find a number.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm looking. How many VA or how many? They go to the VA nursing homes mostly. I guess that's why.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, hold on. How many disabled veterans, right? And I wrote, let's see. Are in nursing homes, correct? Right, Frank?
How many disabled the veterans are in nursing homes?
That's what I wrote, okay.
Simple question.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Of course, try to get an answer. It's another story.
Right, how many? They said veterans are in nursing homes. You want me to answer that? But they're not disabled, but
yeah, how many
veterans? Okay, let's see.
All right, in a site.
Oh, they may have an estimate. They said more than 40,000 elderly and infirm veterans stay in the agencies, nursing homes each year, and that's of March 28, 2019.
Yeah. Well, so which means that number is higher now.
Yeah, it has to be a little higher. I would say even 50,000 approximately.
At least.
You know?
Well, maybe even more.
So that was 2019. So just to add 10,000.
So there you have it, folks.
Yeah.
People who have to live their lives in nursing homes instead of having their own apartment and the help that they need.
That's right.
All right, let's see if we can take the phones.
Yeah.
Anybody up there?
Let me go back.
Inner sight.
Hang on.
And don't forget, tomorrow night's the funnies.
Okay, yes,
and
we have Maureen.
Fun here tomorrow night on Inner Sight.
Danny and Maureen. All right, here is... Maureen.
All right, you got Maureen?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Here she comes.
All right.
What is going on?
Live, inner sight.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Maureen.
Hi. I've missed a good bit of the show because my friend invited me over to her house today with her husband, so I got home after 8, so I missed some of it. So we had a nice time. So, So. Yeah, it got nice and cool out now. It was so hot earlier. You know, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm a little out of breath. I just got in a little while ago and unpacking all this stuff, you know. Yeah.
Yeah,
so what have you been talking about, just the memorial to?
We're talking about, this is the Memorial Day show, night show.
Yeah.
We're talking about how the politicians do not salute all those who served in the military because they don't salute the disabled veterans.
Yeah.
Right.
I know. It's just
so damn
sad.
True.
We're just so forgotten about, and it's just such a sad thing, you know, when you think of it.
Yeah.
People that serve their country and they don't get any respect or help, and it's really such a I can't even
no accessibility,
listen to the news,
no enforcement.
No. Nope. Mm-mm. Nothing. You have to fight for everything. You know? Really.
Yeah.
You have to really do a lot on your own and keep on. Yeah.
And yet they claim,
you know?
They'll get up there and give big speeches about Memorial.
Oh, yeah. Well, I heard on Staten Island a couple weeks ago, they had a cannabis parade, but they weren't going to have a Memorial Day parade.
Oh, wow.
But then the people complained because they said, how could you do that? So they were going to have the Memorial Day parade. It used to come right down the block perpendicular to us when we were lived over there. But I mean, this is crazy. This country's gone. There's no hope for this country. I really don't think it's coming back. Too much going on now, you know.
I think weren't so bad, Maureen, I think.
I'm sorry. Say
don't you think
again?
Some areas were not as badly hit? Meaning not the pandemic, but the actual cost of the pandemic. They weren't as badly hit by the cost of it, but I hope, you know, I don't use my words on that point, you know.
Yeah, your phone
I don't think the pandemic
bad.
Has anything to do with it.
Maybe it's my phone. I couldn't hear. Yeah.
I don't think the pandemic has anything to do with it. They're using it as an excuse.
Yeah.
The pandemic's just been used as a. It's been made into. I mean, okay, maybe there was a pandemic, but I do believe it was for an agenda. I really, truly, still think that. You know, and it's sad to say, but
some of it was definitely used for an agenda, and some of it was put into an agenda for that purpose after the pandemic stopped for sure. I don't doubt that they conveniently used it for an agenda on all politicians did that. And that's why the confidence in politics has really suffered. Really, they don't want anybody to really like them if they did what they did, you know, in my opinion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they used the pandemic to make it worse for us who are disabled, especially the blind.
Yeah.
You can't read any of this crap they've put up.
Or even the alert signs that are out there to prevent coronavirus or to know what is happening or to prevent you from going somewhere that might infect you more than normal. You don't have any signs that are written in Braille or written in raised large print or have an audio option on them to actually help you during this pandemic. That's disgraceful.
Yeah, they made it worse for people who are disabled.
But they were making sure, like, in other languages, but there was nothing for the blind.
Nothing.
Nothing was done special for the blind to know what was going on.
Okay, if I
you know what they did? You know what they did in the, I got to tell the story. You know what they did in the local coffee shop here? I got to tell you something. This is the weirdest ass thing. I was in there today, and they opened up a few tables. Excuse me. They opened up a few tables, and they have a sign table, it's a large print. I mean, I have to hold it. It's got to touch my face on the left eye, and I can just about read the large print letter by letter, you know. This table is temporarily closed, right? So what they did, now listen to this. What they did with that sign, the son of a bitches glued the sign to the table. Now I can't move it to pick it up and see what it says. I don't even know if it's the same sign. You follow what I'm saying? Why the hell would they do that?
Well,
they don't think about us. We don't count. They had little something that a partially blind person could maybe decipher. Now they glued it, you know, and I can't even
pick
it
up. And now you have to put the whole table to your eye if you want to read it.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's crazy, right?
That's what I should have done.
Yeah, right.
I don't
want to
hurt my dog.
Well, somebody probably saw you lift the sign, and so now it's been glued to the table, so you can't do that anymore.
Because we're not equal.
Employees, they said, that blind man who comes in here all the time with this kind, sweet dog lifted up the sign. I don't know why he did that. Sorry.
Maybe he was trying to read what it said, perhaps, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What a bunch of morons you got to deal with.
What
they get away with it.
What would you do with this sign?
Get away with
it. Throw it at you? No.
Frank, if it is the same sign. You don't even know if it is the same sign even.
No,
that's
I don't.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know that it's the same sign.
Maybe another one even.
Then they have these, on the tables that are open, they have these big stickers that you can't read.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what they're for. They might be for the damn phones. I don't know. I can't read those either.
Mm-hmm.
But supposedly those tables were open. So I went and asked the woman. I said, how come yesterday the tables were open and today they're closed? Oh, no, they're open. But yet they got these stickers on them. You know, you assume they're closed because something is on. It wasn't on there yesterday.
What did he say the stickers said? I'm curious.
What?
What's the damn stickers say? You don't know still?
I don't know what they said.
Did he read it to you?
Nope.
I didn't want him to read it to you.
They don't read it.
So you got stickers,
you
got signs.
They don't even do that.
You don't really know what any of them say pretty much, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't read, you know?
I would have to take my special glasses and now take my good eye with this, like, lube. You know how they have the jeweler's lube Well, that's what I wear in my eye to see what, you know, the screen to the show, because I can't see her real well without something like that. So now I'm looking through a jeweler's eye, and I went to that I know which happen to know which cafe is the name that he goes to. So I'm not going to say it on there because they don't pay for anything. Anyway, I would have to do the same thing as Frank, but take the sign and actually put it against my eye and the glasses.
Right.
That's how close I have to be. Right?
Me too.
So
that would be me too.
Now that they put it.
Did you hear about these new
table.
Glasses that some company came out with? You're supposed to be able to see the whole world through them?
There is a couple of them now.
Does that apply to the blind?
There's a couple of glasses that people can see up to like 2400 and 2800 when your eyes are
but not if you're blind, you can't.
Yes, it takes the people.
No,
if you're totally blind.
How can you see it if your nerves don't work? You're blind.
How
can you see if you got no eyes?
That's the problem.
I just said that. If you're blind, it doesn't work.
They didn't think about that part. They forgot that part.
No, it's for partial blindness. Yeah, it helps partial blindness. Like, similar to what we...
You'd have to have some sight. Right.
It left us out again, world.
You'd have to have some sight.
It should be people... of all blindness. Give me something that helps all of us. You know, if I don't have an eye there, and if I don't have the ability for my brain to, which is what I have, my brain to communicate with my eyes, solve all of it. Don't say it.
Yeah, that's mine too. My
there's a lot of things now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things, herbal medicine that help the eyes, but the medical profession doesn't give it to people.
Doesn't do that, no.
Not profitable
enough. They want to standardize the dosage. Contact the people who have tested all the dosages and how to implement them. Which are
they only care about the money.
That's
right. All right, Insight. We have any other callers?
We have Danny, who just wants to listen. We have Maureen, myself, and you.
Oh, there's no other call. All right, Maureen, anything else?
No, I can't think of anything. I'm tired.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It was nice, you know, seeing my friends today. And we had a nice time. So they said for me to stay for dinner. So, I did.
All right,
Insight. Nice.
Thank you, Maureen.
Thanks.
We'll,
okay, take care, guys.
Catch up
take
with you.
Care. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Yes, so the big question is, how do you get the politicians to acknowledge the disabled who served this country? The only way that I know of is to attract them with enough money. You know, and say, hey.
You know why I'm laughing at that? You know, really difficult.
Hey, this is what you're going to do. You see? You know, I never forget that John Wayne movie, The Shooters, last movie the Duke made. And some guy came to see him. He knew that he was going to die and all that, and setting up a big gunfight and all that. And some guy came to see him, and he's bragging about, oh, I can do this for you, and I can do this, and so many people will come to see your grave, and he's bragging, telling them all this, and the Duke says, now wait a minute, hold it, here's what you're gonna do.
Yeah.
First of all, you're gonna give me $50. And the guy's standing there, you know, he said, give me the $50. So he gives him the $50. He says, this is what I want on my grave. And he gives him the whole story and, you know.
Right.
So the moral is we tell them what to do.
That's right.
With the accessibility and how to salute the disabled veteran. See? And in order to tell them what to do, you got to be able to back it up. Otherwise, they're not going to hell-ass listen to you.
That's right.
If you can back it up, they're going to damn listen to you. Because they know that if they don't, you're going to blast it all over the damn world. That's the only way to deal with politicians. That's the only thing they understand is the money. And that, my friend, my world, is the answer. Right there.
Yes.
The agencies have the answer. The agencies can raise the answer, and they're not. You know, all they do is kiss ass.
That's an understatement.
There, a lot of people don't like InterSight. And a lot of people are not going to be able to deal with InterSight because we tell the truth.
Yes, we do.
We tell it. You know? We tell it that tomorrow you could wake up disabled.
That's true.
You're right in here with us. Unless you got a lot of money.
That's true.
You know?
You need the money to
take
care of your life for a long time if you're severely disabled. I mean, not anything small either. You have to have, because the government doesn't want to change anything, you know, for the disabled to make it an easier situation.
The money is there.
Yeah, I know.
The money is there. It's not being used right.
I know.
Simple as
that. Basically, the government and the agency.
There's the money. The money's there.
Right.
They have the money to do
and
it.
And make every law for, well, you just add the disabled in there. It's rather easy. And then to every law. And that's what Joe's philosophy really was. And, you know,
but even if you change the law, you've got to have the funds behind it.
And
otherwise, it doesn't mean anything. It's the same old stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, now you're under the same law as everybody else. See, now you're equal. No.
No.
Who's going to pay for it? The two go hand in hand together.
True.
That's why the InterSight plan can work.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You put us under the same law. Now you mandate that every agency must have an accessibility fund.
That's right.
And there must be strict enforcement.
Yeah.
You know, every house in this country must be accessible.
That's right.
Whether the person likes it or not.
That's right.
Got nothing to do with it. You know?
You don't know if at the end of your life, if you, too, are going to join the population of disabled. You don't know that. So that's why your house should be accessible in addition to everybody else's house. So that is how you stay at home while you are disabled yourself. You don't know that. So that's why each and every house should be accessible. Okay.
You know, if you had a mailman or a mail woman in a wheelchair, half the people in this country wouldn't get their mail.
That's right.
Because they couldn't reach the damn mailbox. Steps.
Yeah.
Right. A lot of these houses.
Yeah.
How about that one?
Yeah. They would have to move every single one of the mailboxes first. You know, just so things would until they make all the houses.
No, they'd have to make the place accessible.
Yeah. But at first, until they make the place accessible, you have to accommodate, you know, the mail person to make it accessible until they have it where they can deliver it like everybody else, you know, and not stop at just replacing the
mailbox.
Who's going to
pay for all that?
The government and the agencies together.
Yeah, right. The agencies aren't going to do a damn thing unless they're mandated.
I want to know where the agencies, all the agencies, get their money and what and how they're spending it. Really spending it. because you have to know that
answer. We know how to spend it. They're all rehab and all that other crap.
Yeah, we know that.
It. And on salaries.
Okay, granted, you have a little bit of rehab if somebody, if they get in an accident. You have to have a little bit of that. But if you really go to an acute center, you're only there about eight weeks, maybe a little longer, okay? Then you are then transferred to a sub-acute facility. Okay, I've done both, okay? Acute, all you're getting is rehabilitation, constant. Then when you've exhausted that arena, you're then transferred to a long-term facility. But all of that...
You know, rehabilitating you... How many veterans have been rehabilitated? Doesn't make them equal.
In that manner,
there's another area,
you know,
that the politicians don't salute all who serve this country.
Yes, and even everybody, you know, should just stay in the rehabilitative area and then just go home after that. I mean, I don't understand how or why their home is taken, unless you're taking
money.
Yes,
money.
You're taking their money away. That's right.
They don't want you to have that because they don't want you to go back. They want you to stay with them and die over there so they can collect the money.
And also, basically, do they get money off of people who die? That's my burning question. That was the case. Then that would be strong evidence to me. Yes. They really
Well, they
want.
Got money over the people who died from this so-called virus.
Yeah, I know.
Been reported.
Just by saying that they were in the environment of this virus, that they were vulnerable, and they're getting money. I know that.
All right. Inner Sight, tomorrow night, the funnies, don't forget, have a lot of fun over here. We're going to, the philosopher's going to, philosophize the vaccine away.
That's
you know,
a good one.
And we'll have a little Lauren Hardy and a couple other weird stuff, you know. Oh, by the way, next Wednesday, we're going to have a special guest on Inner Sight. The guy who called me up after all these years, he used to work for Stevie Wonder, and now he's a stand-up comic.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to have Doug on next Wednesday, and it should be a lot of fun, a lot of interesting stories. Doug and I go way back when Stevie Wonder and I were friends, you know. So we'll tell you some of these stories that maybe nobody has ever heard.
Right.
You know? All right, Inner Sight around the world and our memorial show. And when you listen to the politicians and they're talking and saluting and they're bragging about the military, they're not including all who served. And we gave you the reasons why. You know, tomorrow when I go out on the subway, I'm going to stress the fact that thousands of people have been denied guide dogs. Thousands more will be denied. And the court that has money, the court that has money to hear our case does not. They have the money to hear our case, and they refuse to hear it because the politicians allow them to get away with it.
That's
horrible. When someone has served this country, it's even worse.
Yeah.
When you've served this country and you can't even get a day in court when you're denied your safety.
You know, that
is
maybe
a horrible situation.
Maybe you have to revisit or get somebody who wants to revisit that guide dog case. You know, the same one that we lost because we really didn't win, you know.
What are you talking about?
Because people don't have the, you know, the guidebook case. That's one of them. And then also see if the same person can help us with the nursing home, you know, issues. Both of them.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
you need like a lawyer who can help us with both, maybe with the legal issues.
There's no law. No lawyer is going to. They won't take on the state. You found that out with your mother.
Yeah, I know. But they still can't write. Don't you have to, aren't there lawyers that write, you know, help with the law and write them?
Lawyers don't write law.
Only
legislators
write
law.
Yeah, write law. Mm.
And we've been through that. Been down
we've
that
been
road.
Through. Yeah, I know.
All right, Inner Sight. I want to thank all our callers, listeners, and our friends. I want to thank Olga Murray for helping put together the benefit and being there for us. And tomorrow night we'll have a little fun over here, so don't take it seriously now. It's all in fun.
Yeah. Always,
you know,
all in fun.
Don't take the Inner Sight follies seriously. Just let it roll right off you. Like,
and if you have a way of making people laugh, you have a talent, call us. We'll put you in on the show. Okay? Even call us.
Yeah, anybody out there with any jokes or weird, you know.
You can call us.
No longer it's clean. It can be weird, but it's got to be clean, you know.
Right. Yeah, and not derogatory on any population. That's not right. Okay?
Well, we can take derogatory and turn it around.
Yeah, that's
so. Who cares? You know,
well, no,
the government,
I mean also too sexual.
The government passed the legislation to stop hatred against Asian people.
Oh, they did. Oh, wow,
you know?
That's cool.
How about the hatred against the disabled? They don't say nothing about that.
Not yet. No.
Nothing about that.
Right.
You know,
that's accepted from everybody.
Do the politicians ever think that other people and people in these agencies hate us? They ought to think about that. Analyze that. Investigate that.
I think they're more in, aside from hatred, I think they're also in a bind, in a catch 22.
They're in denial that we're hated.
That's it. Yeah,
they refuse to accept it.
Maybe
all right, we'll be with
you
tomorrow night. Thank you so much for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 is our phone number. And we celebrate Memorial Day tonight. We celebrate. We'll be celebrating it all week, of course. And, remembering all those, especially the disabled. And, of course, all those who never made it through and came back. All right. Inner Sight around the world. Thank you so much, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. We'll
be
with you tomorrow night on the Frolics. And we will go a little crazy tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.